This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. I'm here with Lacey K. Summers. How are you doing, Lacey?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. We've just been talking about two things on the show, which so far is water, preferred water drinkage, and then also the fact that this shirt has now been washed once, and I believe that's too tight.
Did you put it in the dryer?
Yeah.
That was a mistake. That's you got to hang dry it.
I'm just not that concerned about any particular t-shirt, even my own t-shirt, and even a t-shirt like this that's probably realistically going to be worth hundreds of dollars because TJX6 rare No Jumper merch. How could it not?
Exactly.
Right.
And now I touched it, so now it's really worth it.
Whoa, she touched my tricep. My tricep value just went through the roof.
You working out or what?
Yeah, I just left the gym.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I did too, walking up those stairs in here.
It's rough, right?
This is far.
But we could have been on the fourth floor.
This is the first floor?
Yeah, and that's like when we were talking about it, it would have been cheaper to be on the fourth floor. And I'm kind of thinking like, holy shit, that's a huge pain in the ass to be telling rappers or whoever to walk up four flights of stairs. But at the same time, free mandated cardio.
I mean,
that's kind of tight.
Is there an elevator? There's got to be an elevator, right?
There is, but it's one of those cargo elevators where you have to fucking... Like, dude,
don't want to be into it.
Close the door, and there's like chains, and it's slow and loud.
Oh my gosh. I've been in an elevator one time, and I swear, I don't know how many floors it dropped, but I thought I was going to die.
Really?
It was the scariest thing ever.
It was dropping.
It was dropping, like free falling. And I was with this other girl, and I was like, I think we're going to die, and I don't know you. This is so awkward. We're going to die together.
Did you think about like kissing her or doing anything extreme since you thought you might die?
You know, she wasn't my type.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, wasn't my type.
But you think that like you might just fall in love with somebody if you were about to die in an elevator or a plane crash? Crash or whatever, you just start making out with the closest person to you.
I mean, she was very motherly, so I kind of wanted to like hold her, you know?
It being a woman, just me. Yeah. But like, do you think that like your standard, think about that, like if you knew the world was going to end tomorrow, you'd probably end up just your standard for who you would want to like sleep with would drop a lot if the pool was limited.
Right. That's true.
Right. Yeah. Wow. So now we know what we're going to do if there's an Armageddon situation.
Sleep with whoever's closest.
Yeah. So where do you live?
I live here.
But where?
Now. What Beverly area? Grove.
Oh, okay. How's that going? Where are you from?
I'm from San Francisco.
San Francisco. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you spent your whole life growing up there?
Pretty much. And then 5 years ago, I moved to Orange County. And then 2 years ago, I was here. So I was downtown first. That was a big mistake.
Downtown LA.
Big mistake for
Everybody's got to go through it.
I feel like it's a different lifestyle. Like when I'm there, I'm like, I hate LA. I hate LA. And then you move out of that. And I'm like, oh, that's good.
Downtown LA is a different lifestyle in the sense that someone might throw poop at you when you're just walking up the street.
Yeah, that's true. I did live over by all that. That was a lot.
My first store was at like the very intersection of where it changes from like sort of... human behavior to Skid Row, Fifth and Los Angeles. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And man, we saw a lot of crazy shit. It was just so...
I bet.
It's like being at war. You just start to get used to so much fucked up shit.
Yeah, I get scared. I could never...
Yeah, I don't really recommend it.
You know. People would... I don't think they'd mess with you, but they would definitely mess with me.
Yeah. No, yeah. Definitely. You out there, goddamn, sure. You're a it's fucking scary. Target
for sure. I could, like, put my hood on, put, like, a hat on.
And I doubt that's even going to really do it at the end of the day. I feel like somebody's still going to be like, she's hot. Get her.
Get her.
They're just chasing you down the street.
That's true.
Because there's a girl I know one time where I met up with her downtown LA. I hadn't seen her in a couple of years. And she, like, calls me crying her eyes out. And then she tells me, like, a homeless guy tried to basically, like, corner her in a parking garage.
What?
And she's just crying her eyes out, freaking out.
What
she's making such a scene. I don't know, probably to take advantage of her or at least take her purse.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I've seen some crazy, I don't know what I can say on here, but I've seen some crazy
stuff. You can say
stuff,
everything on here. This is completely uncensored.
Really?
Yeah.
On YouTube?
Yeah.
I get flagged on everything I do.
Really?
Yeah.
But your channel is like full on like pornography, basically.
basically. Bikinis are basically pornography now.
I was on there for a little bit. Oh my God. No, I mean, it is like, because my girlfriend is in the exact same position where she is just constantly getting hit for the dumbest shit on YouTube that it seems like if almost anyone besides like a hot girl was doing it, then they can maybe get away with it.
Mm-hmm. Or girls. I feel like the girls, I was just talking about this the other day. Girls that have no curves and no boobs don't really get flagged.
Right.
They don't get in trouble. I'm like, wait, because my sister's kind of like, I mean, she has curves, but she doesn't have boobs, and we can wear the same thing side by side, and mine's like so offensive.
Mm-hmm.
It's
no,
insane.
Literally, the artificial intelligence that governs YouTube, because it's not necessarily like humans making a lot of the decisions. It's just the fucking computer. So if they see a thumbnail and the computer can tell that it's a chick with big boobs and a big ass and that she's in a little bikini, the fucking computer is the one flagging it, the algorithm, not like a human being sitting at home. So then if you have a girl who basically is shaped like a fucking string bean, the algorithm, it's not like a human judging a woman's body. Yeah, it's the fucking computer doing it, which is weird.
Yeah. I mean, I know. I feel like now they're like, this Lacey's uploading this. We're flagging it. We don't even care what it is.
Yeah. It's just, you get to that point for sure. Yeah. For me, it's almost everything. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I do YouTube more to like show my personality because I feel like Instagram is pretty much just my body and they're, you know, whatever. And people are, it's a different world on Instagram than YouTube. So
yeah,
I like YouTube because you could just be, I mean, somewhat myself, because again, I have to censor some stuff because, you know, it's YouTube, but
my girlfriend was searching just body painting the other day, body painting, or like maybe nude body painting. Literally, there were thumbnails with vaginas.
Oh, yeah.
Like fully in the thumbnail of woman's vagina. I'm like, this is the most mind-blowing thing ever.
They consider it like educational, right? That's what they say.
I mean, I saw a vagina like waxing or an asshole bleaching tutorial on YouTube as well. It was insanely graphic.
You saw the asshole.
Yeah.
Literally.
Literally, they're like taking the bleach cream and putting it all over the butthole, spread right open in the camera. I swear to God.
That's funny. I've always wanted to try that, actually. So
you never did it?
Never did it.
You're so fair skinned that I feel like you don't need it.
I know. But yeah.
I mean, I have no idea what your butthole looks like, but I just feel like the majority of women who end up doing that are. Yeah, I mean, you're so pale. I don't know what the fuck could be wrong with it.
I am pretty pale. Yeah. I'm usually more darker, but today I'm pretty pale.
So what were you like when you were younger, like going through high school and all that? What was your personality type?
The same. Actually, I didn't go to high school because I was homeschooled. So, or independent study, basically homeschooled. But same thing in sixth grade because I was so badly bullied that I got bullied, which I was excited about.
Bullied for what?
Anyway. Like, I got boobs when I was like 9.
Oh, you were like overdeveloped, super young?
Yeah. I like seriously got my boobs at 9. And like, it was just, I don't know. It was weird.
Bullying? Like the girls in school?
Oh, the girls for sure. Like the guys were cool with me. You know, but the girl's like, you can't talk to my brother. That's my boyfriend. I'm like, okay, I'm just trying to get through school here. Like,
right. So, are you characterizing this accurately? You weren't some like psychotic bitch that was actually like baiting all these girls into beefing with you and stuff. You're like fucking all their boyfriends and stuff.
Like,
it was real bullying.
At the way that, gosh, I think like the breaking point was this girl that I didn't know actually brought a knife to school. And her best friend told on her because she was planning on stabbing me. Like,
what?
I would eat lunch in the bathroom. I had, so many bad stories. And I would just be bullied super bad. Like, okay, maybe, like, I dressed, you know, a little crazy.
Okay.
I got in trouble for, like, you know, showing too much.
Still doesn't justify anything.
Yeah.
Like that.
So she
Jeez.
Brought a knife. She drew a picture with my head and a girl with big boobs, my neck cut off with blood dripping, and said, I'm going to kill her.
How much trouble did this girl get in?
She got suspended for 3 days, and I did too. And I'm like, I didn't do anything.
I feel like nowadays, wait, why did you get?
I don't know. It was bad, but
for
it didn't matter
because
I left the school anyways. But
what the fuck?
Yeah, it was
Holy
bad.
Shit.
The cops got called. My mom went in.
Nowadays, I feel like if you did that, you would literally be probably expelled from school.
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's also worse. I feel like too. I don't know. Everybody wants to be offended. Everyone wants to be upset. Everyone wants to.
Right, but something like that is so genuinely fucked up that they were they're gonna call it like terroristic threats and shit. I was reading some articles about people getting suspended for like emojis and shit because they're like sent like
that's
like,
a new Instagram thing,
right?
Too,
because if you send like somebody like a fucking skull emoji and it's kind of like everybody knows what it means I'm gonna kill you, which is weird.
Yeah, well, they were saying the other day on Instagram, you can't even post like the peach if you're referring to like your butt or something, because it's like too sexual. The really? Water emoji, they're like, that's just too.
Wait, but you can't, or like what? That your post might get downranked because of that.
So like it's like similar to something like that. Like if it's referring to the picture, you know what I mean? Like if they think it's, I don't know.
But do you believe?
According to me, it's gonna be everything. But
there's a lot of stuff like that, though. But do you believe that if you use profanity in your Instagram caption, that it's gonna get less engagement?
I don't know.
Because I see a lot of people like editing out, like they'll say the N-word or they say the F-word. They'll like put in the asterisks and stuff. So I'm thinking
that.
Like,
I do that to be safe,
right,
on the safe side.
For all the little kids I've that never are really following
been,
you.
Yeah, right? I don't know. I've never really been reported or anything, thankfully. I feel like my stuff's like pretty PG, honestly, but.
You're right. You wear like the smallest bikinis in the history of humanity.
Compared to some girls, like, I don't know. I see some girls with their legs spread open. I'm like, holy crap, I know what your uterus looks like.
I feel like you're OBGYN.
Yeah, right. I mean, compared to that, I'm like, I'm just in a bikini. Shit, let me live.
Right. Yeah. No, I feel like the girls who really get fucked on YouTube usually are the girls who are like private snap girls that are pushing porn through their story constantly and are like really right on the edge with that kind of shit.
Yeah. I mean, gotta eat.
You've been verified for a long time though, so you never really had to deal with that much stuff getting deleted.
I don't think verified means anything though.
Really?
Because I've known girls that are verified that get their posts taken down, that get them flagged.
Right.
And actually the other day, like, I mean, I've never done that, but my friend was like, yeah, her video got deleted and she was just in a bra and she's like, it got deleted and I had to like, you know, appeal it and it didn't do anything, obviously, because I'm sure no one's even looking at it. But I just feel like, I don't know. I just try to be very careful, very careful, even though maybe that could get a little crazier, but I don't know.
Like 3 years ago, I was super drunk and I was getting my dick sucked by two girls in a bathroom and put it on my story.
I did,
and it got deleted, but my account didn't get deleted.
It got deleted.
Which is so crazy to me because I might have only had like 50,000 followers at the time. Oh, so I guess it was whatever. I feel like if I did that now, I would be done.
Oh, no. Yeah, you would be done.
Because Boonk literally lost his account that had like 5 million followers because he posted, but he posted like a ton of sex.
Did he get back?
No.
5 million down the drain?
It's been like over a year. And
how can they do that?
I know.
That's so crazy.
But shit is crazy too because I've looked at Lil Pump's story and just seeing like strippers with their boobs fully out. And I'm looking at this, and it's like a 20-hour-old story. And I'm like, how is this possible? You have 17 million followers.
I was just talking to my manager about this. I think different people have different roles. That's what I think.
Really?
I fully think that because I've seen girls, verified or not, like I said, with their legs open, with like their boobs out, with like literally the private snap stuff that you talk about with just emojis over it. You can hear the noises. I'm not going to repeat them.
Sexual noises, but to me, that's like a clear, like on YouTube, that's one thing people don't know. You can't have that.
Yeah. Mm. And I'm just like, that's so insane. Like, and they're fine, right? But like one time, I think the only time I've ever had anything was like on my story. It was like a bikini picture, literally bikini picture. Mm. And it got deleted. And I'm like, holy shit. Somebody's so out to fucking get me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like people that are like more, I don't even know what you want to call it, more successful or whatever, people try to attack them because it's like they want to get them out of here. Kind of thing.
Definitely. If you're a girl who has like a dedicated person, like one person who really wants to fuck you over, and they have like a fucking network of hundreds of accounts sometimes that they could use, or at least like maybe they're a member of some forum with a bunch of other creepy weirdos who help them target girls.
Or they pay people off. I've heard that.
Oh.
I know people who do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Who
I've seen it.
Will target other girls on Instagram because they hate them or whatever?
Yeah, I have this text. He was saying that he wanted to like delete girls' Instagrams, and he's like, I can because I know I can like flag people. I can do whatever. I'm like, dang, that's crazy. Like, whoa. I don't know if it's true or not, but I wouldn't want to like try it. You know what I mean? Like, that's just intense. Like, you never know.
I've heard weird shit about girls in porn who are like so jealous of other girls that they're willing to like do crazy shit to like.
They're just sitting there all day.
I mean, you know, if you really wanted to get into that world, like hackers and shit like that, you could, I guess.
That's crazy. That's scary.
Okay, so you're getting bullied in school, so you end up being homeschooled. What's that like in comparison to being
in school?
In school.
I never liked school. I have ADHD super bad. ADHD and OCD. So those together are like, it's not easy for me to focus.
But you were smart. You were doing good in school.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I went to nursing school and I graduated. I'm a nurse. I mean, I don't practice right now. But
so
like,
that's what
I
you did out of high school.
Yeah. So like, I'm not dumb, you know, but like I couldn't really focus anyway. I mean, I feel like all kids don't like school, but it wasn't easy on top of being bullied, you know? Mm. So, and I, it doesn't stop. Like I'm still bullied today. You know, we're like just by other girls or whoever. So it's
today.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
Well, you got like networks of girls who are just hating on you online. Just
yeah. And it's funny because they'll watch my story. I'm like, I can see your little face in the bubble, bitch. You can't follow me. Like right. They'll watch my stuff, but they hate me. Or they'll be like, oh, can I, you know, buy a shout from you? I'm like, why don't we help each other? You know, I don't care. Like, obviously I'm pretty sure I have more followers than them, but like, it's going to help them more than me. But I try to help other people too, because at the end of the day, like we're all going to die. It's not going to matter. So why don't we just help each other? Right. Uh-huh. But I don't think like everybody has that mentality. Mm. So it's difficult. So yeah, I was in homeschool and I liked it and it was the best thing ever because I started my music at a young age. I would drive up here before I lived here and do like auditions or my work or my shoots and then drive all the way home and just kind of start building that for myself. I think it was better for me. I had more time.
Okay, that's dope. So you just sort of like, did your social life take a hit when you started being homeschooled where you just like weren't around people as much?
I'm like that. It's weird. In my work life, I'm super social with people when I take pictures and I go out and I'm at expos or whatever. But at home, I'm like a homebody and I'm just super, I don't know. I don't really like anybody, honestly. I don't like, I've kind of always been like that.
Right. So you just, are you like a mega relationship type where you just end up sort of being to yourself like that?
Oh, for sure. Like, I don't fuck with anybody. Like, at all.
Really?
I have my dogs. I have my manager. I have my parents and my sister. And like, I feel like every time I try to open myself up, because I'm all about energies. And if it's just not vibing, I can't do it. Uh-huh. And every time I try, I'm just like, oh my God, this is like not working. I don't know why. I feel like I'm just so different. Like, and I have nothing in common with most of the girls in LA. I feel like I've tried. I mean, I know that there's good people. It's the 1%, right? That's what I always say. It's the 1%. But the other girls, they're just trying to, you know, get ahead by screwing people over or escorts, which I have nothing against. I'm just not one of them. So
you can't fraternize with an escort?
I have nothing in common. I mean, I've tried, but I just think the ones that I've met are just so aggressive and their personalities. I'm just like, I can't party all night. I don't do drugs. Like, I just physically can't. I can't hang.
Did you ever go through that phase where you're partying super hard or anything?
You know what's crazy is I never did.
Never at all?
Never.
Never even were drinking too much?
Never.
Wow.
My sister drinks, but my family, my house is like the kick it spot. But I was like, if you guys are going to do drugs or drink, you do it here. I'm here. I'm upstairs. You come get me.
Right.
But we had people over. It's just, I don't know. I like being in control of myself and in my own head and in my own body.
Right.
So even to this day, when I tell people I don't drink, they're like, you're fucking weird.
I think that's kind of like a personality type, though, for sure, of like the girls who become like, you know, cam girls or like, you know, model type girls who like really want to be able to control their own thing. It, like, kind of attracts a different type where if you think about what like being a model or being like an adult person, whatever, it's all like a weird spectrum these days because you have like everybody like from, you know, posing with your bikini on Instagram all the way up to like actual porn and escorting and shit like that. But back in the day, it sort of might have attracted a different personality type. Whereas now I feel like it attracts a lot of the cam girls I meet, that it's just so obvious that they're super like nerdy loner types.
And that's good.
Yeah.
But I think that's like the 1%. You know, like there is those people that you're like, whoa. And then there's the people that are like business and they're smart and they know what they're doing, you know, and they're doing what they're doing. Like you said, they're just nerdy and they're just trying to make money and they're doing what they do. I mean, why not? Why not take advantage and capitalize on that?
What,
you know?
What was nursing school like?
Oh, I cried every day.
No dudes? Just gay dudes?
There was actually guys. Yeah, there was regular guys. Actually, there was a husband and wife in my class.
Apologies to the nurse, the male nurses out there who are offended because I said that. I don't know a lot about the nurse world. I don't know. Is it like being a stewardess where like almost every like male stewardess is gay?
I don't know.
No, okay.
No. Good. No, and I just think like it's something like it was like a fallback for me. Because music has always been where I wanted to go. So it was just something where I'm like, okay, I grew up pretty well. Like my parents were divorced or whatever. My mom was single. You know, I feel like I had daddy issues, you know, like some of the other girls out there.
But your dad wasn't around?
He was, but it was just like he was busy doing other things. So he's so cool. He's super cool. he's my friend. Okay. You know, but it was just, it wasn't that way.
Because that, you know, what's interesting is the other day I was talking to one of my friends who, Andrew Schultz, for anybody who knows, he was talking about like all the porn star girls, the interviews or whatever. I know you're not a porn star. I keep kind of like lumping all these different categories together or whatever. But he was like, oh yeah, like the last four porn star girls we interviewed, they all had crazy molestation issues with their dads. And I'm like, damn, I don't even ask about that shit.
Yeah.
Because to me, it's kind of like, I don't know. I guess, yeah, everybody's fucked up or whatever. Right. And I just don't really like find that to be like the automatic road to go down. Yeah. I don't know. But I guess maybe I should, because I guess that is pretty interesting to people. I
mean, it might be. Yeah. Right. My dad is so, so cool. I wish I got to spend more time with him. Mm. He just, I think he puts other things above us, you know, kind of thing. Girlfriends and money and things, which is, it sucks, but you can't, you know, they are who they are.
You don't have any kids?
No.
Okay.
I have two puppies.
Do you want to have
kids? They're my kids. I do. I definitely do. And I don't want to be an old mom, but I don't physically want to have kids. Everybody attacks me when I say this, but I want to get a surrogate and then I want to adopt.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. I don't, I've never felt like I want to be pregnant. I want to have kids. Like, I love kids and I want like a family. I want to make my own, you know, kind of thing. But yeah, I don't know.
So you want to do a surrogate thing so you could have one that's from your DNA and then just adopt after that?
Yeah. Or maybe two. Maybe interesting. Like, I mean, everyone says, oh, an important girl, right? It never works out that way.
Is it expensive to do the surrogate thing?
Yeah. I mean, it's about like $100,000, I think. Yeah.
Damn.
But I mean, I don't know. This is so mean. I don't know.
I could get you a baby for $5,000.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to find one.
We're going to go over that skin rub you talked about. Go ask him. Hey.
Just go walk around for a while and just find one. I can just snatch up and I'll just grab it. Yeah. $5,000.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I'm just kidding. No, I don't know way. If I need to say that.
No. I mean, like I said, in my nursing days, I've seen some stuff. And I did my rotations with all that and then peds and all this kind of stuff.
Oh, so you're just sort of horrified of like childbirth and how crazy it is?
That and just also I've just never wanted to. Like, I don't feel like I want to carry. And I don't think you have to nowadays. You know, like it's the porn thing. Like now it's more like mainstream and no one cares, which is back then it was so different. But I think that's the same thing now. It's like, you know, a lot of people do it.
Are you partially just scared of ruining your body?
I mean, that's a little bit. But more so, he's laughing over here, I guess. More so, I just...
Let's be real. That's what women think about, right?
Yeah, that's what I think about that. I feel like I would bounce back. But also,
oh, yeah, of course,
I work so much. I'm a workaholic. And I don't think I could take that time off. I wouldn't... I don't know. I don't need to. I have the money so I can pay the girl, okay?
Right. Do you feel like you're sort of like saving up for the day that you have enough money that you can just like actually
reproduce?
I mean, I don't
need to save up. I have the money now. If I wanted to retire now, I could.
Damn, so you're rich like that. Like you can't even entertain the idea.
I mean, I'll never stop working.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think I was reading something about this. Like when people retire, they like pass away so quick sometimes.
Right.
Because they're so used to doing that. Mm. Anyway, I don't know. I feel like I'm always going to be doing something, but I was smart. It was funny because I worked at Playboy for a while.
You worked there?
Yeah. When they did the mansion parties, they had like Halloween, midsummer, you know, the New Year's party, 4th of July, and they'd do body paint. So they'd paint us like, you know, we were completely naked and they'd paint us and we would just walk around, take pictures. Like we just get paid to do that. And all the girls were like, oh my God, I want to be with that guy. There's famous people there all the time. You know, most of them were there because it was for charity.
And these girls are just lusting after these rich
guys. Oh my God, so bad. They would be like, oh my God, I want him. And they were like drinking, which is fine. Some people need to do that to relax. But I was like so level headed. I was like, I am just trying to get to the next step. And I'm not going to obviously do that by screwing people because I've seen girls do that and they get nothing. Mm. You know, they hold out their end of the bargain and they get screwed. And I'm like, well, so I was like, they're like, I want to be with this rich guy. I want to retire. I'm like, bitch, I don't want to be with that rich guy. I want to be that fucking rich guy.
Ooh,
you know what I mean? Like, bars. And now I'm that guy.
Tweet that.
Girl, whatever.
Tweet that, motherfuckers.
Yeah, I don't know. I got super lucky. I saved and then I met this guy and he's like one of the top Bitcoin crypto traders in the world. Not just Bitcoin, but there's more in crypto. But I invested with him and I don't have to work if I don't want to.
Wait, so let's get the timeline going here though. So you start off, you're in nursing school, and then when do you start to branch out to other things?
Well, when I did the Playboy stuff like before nursing school.
Before it, okay.
Yeah, and I was doing that while I was like doing my music stuff and figuring out other stuff, and just, you know, I got signed with a supplement company super young, so I was working with them.
Oh, okay.
And I got it from every spectrum, so I got the fitness side, and then I got like the modeling Playboy side, and then so I got all this
time you're sort of building up your social media following. Is that why you have like 11 million followers or whatever it is? Because you've been building it for so long.
Yeah, and I think I got in early too, which is like I was like one of the first ones. There's me and like a couple girls that got in super early.
Like, wait, 2011 is when Instagram came out?
Is it, really? It
about then? Oh, I think that's when I got on, I remember.
Wow.
Yeah.
And now 2020, they're ruining it?
You think it's done?
No, I don't know. They're just, all their rules are just insane. But yeah, so I did that. And while I was doing that, then I was like, okay, well, this isn't going to last forever. Maybe I should be smart. And, you know, my mom was like, you need to go to college.
So the Bitcoin thing just really worked out for you.
Wow. Yeah, it's not just Bitcoin. Like, he trades with him. Like, it's crazy. I don't even really know much about it. I trusted him that much because I was hanging out with him for a while and I would see all these celebrities investing with him. I'm like, okay, if they're doing it, then it's pretty safe because I don't think they're stupid, you know? Right. So then I was like, okay. And I gave him a little bit and he did what he did. And I was like, holy shit. Like, that's insane. So I gave him more and more. And now I like don't even have to give him any more because I'm just making so, so much off of it that it's just insane.
Wow.
I literally, like, all the other money that I make, I pretty much, like, save or invest in other things. And then the money I make off him, I just get, like, monthly dividends, and I just live off that.
So it's safe to say that you've made millions off Bitcoin?
Yeah. No, wow. I wouldn't say it's just Bitcoin, because, like I said, there's multiple coins, you know, that go up and down, and he's in and out of the market every day.
There's, like, the whole crypto world in general.
Yeah.
So and this is just your dude, and you just trust him that he's not just involved in some crazy conspiracy or whatever?
Yeah. I mean, I've seen returns. Like, most of the stuff I've bought or have, my house, my cars, everything has been from that and him. And like, my family's invested and my friends, and I've got like a few athlete friends and all these people that have invested. So I'm like, it's insane.
Do you have so are you paying constant attention to like the price of Bitcoin and shit?
No,
I don't know a ton about it.
I don't either, honestly. That's so bad. My manager, my social media manager that I've been with for a while, he was like, he's super good with numbers and super smart. I'm definitely not smart with numbers. I don't know math, money. Like, I can't do any of that. Yeah, so that I trust him, and he knows all that, and he pays attention to that. And so if it wasn't for him, like, I don't know if I would have done that and made the step. But again, I was like, okay, this is like all I have. You know, I'm all in.
Right.
So if this is screwed, I'm screwed. And it's insane.
So was getting into just being like an Instagram model and doing all the deals and brand stuff that comes with that, was that just sort of something you figured out that you like didn't really have to do at all? That's just sort of what you've ended up doing?
I mean, I just, well, the trading thing has only been for 2 years.
Oh, okay. Two years.
So before that, yeah. I mean, I was taking all the brand deals. I think that also hurt some of my engagement too, because back then I was like, I'm just going to get paid. Like, I just want this money. Like, anyone would wish they can get paid off Instagram, you know? And then there'd be people that like, oh, I'm going to work hard so my daughter doesn't have to post, you know, fit to your protein powder or whatever. I'm like, well, you're an idiot, because all you have to do is post a picture.
Okay, but let's talk about the fucking fit tea. Do you feel any sort of moral obligation to not push this poisonous, toxic, fake shit on little girls?
I mean, I feel like if somebody really thinks that, I mean, I honestly, like, it may work for some people, just like other trends or fit things or, you know, diets work for other people. I mean, it did make me shit my brains out, so
really
maybe you do lose weight, but
that sounds great. Maybe I should try it. Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know. I feel, I mean, like, if you feel good about what you do, and it's,
you probably never even thought about the idea that there's anything wrong with it at that time. Too now people are trying to make it into such a thing, and it's kind of weird because nobody was thinking about it like that. I think like, I'll be completely honest, I advertise shit on this podcast that I don't actually endorse. I don't actually know anything about it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I didn't at the time. And I don't think it's bad. I mean, it's tea. Like, how bad could it be?
I have no idea.
I don't think. But
I'm just repeating the shit that I heard feminists say on the internet. Yeah.
But you know what? They took care of me, and it led to other stuff. And it was like, I paid my bills with that, you know? So I feel like, hey.
Are you Fashion Nova or Boohoo?
It's like being a blood or a crypt. I don't even know. What's Boohoo?
I don't know. I just fucking know that they're at war with each other.
And gosh.
I've gotten offers from both for Instagram, but I didn't end up doing the Boohoo one. And I don't know if Fashion Nova would be kind of tight. I don't know if they'd be hyped on me doing both at the same time.
I mean, hey, I don't think they care, honestly. I heard they're pretty cool.
It's actually really weird because there's just, when they are doing the Fashion Nova men's thing, it's like they don't have that many dudes who fit into the category. Like, I feel like I'm a stretch. There's so many girls that just want to post photos and cute outfits on Instagram, and that's just their brand
but
anyway.
But I feel like in your lane, like, who else is in your lane? Like, nobody.
I mean, like, I see them getting rappers.
Yeah, oh, okay.
But I think a lot of rappers don't want to do it. They just don't give a fuck about it.
I mean, I don't think they even have to, do they? You know, so they, like you said, they don't care. Yeah. But again, who doesn't want side money?
I just see them all the time posting photos in like a Versace shirt that you can't see the logo in that one photo. And they're just like, bing, Fashion Nova men's.
That's so funny. Oh my God. Yeah, I've seen that everywhere. Mm. But you know what? Hey,
but
can't
so
do it forever.
You don't do a ton of shit with Fashion Nova though?
No, I just actually started talking to them. Mm. So they seem like super cool. Like everyone's like, they're easy. They're super cool to work with. I mean, their clothes are cute. They're cheap. Like, why not? It's like the new thing.
Pretty Little
like.
Thing is the other one that I've seen constantly. And when I was in England, that shit is like a fucking gang out there. It's everywhere.
Yeah, because isn't like it from
it's
there?
From there, yeah.
Yeah. Their sizes are a little crazy. When I was trying to order, I was like, what do I order? Really? I don't know, I don't know how to do it. Yeah.
We need a conversion chart.
Right? Exactly.
That's crazy. So, okay, yeah, you like start doing the, was there ever like a time where you were sort of like self-conscious about showing your body on Instagram or anything like that? Did that even get into your brain?
No, and I think people just like make up this thing like it's so bad. Like you said, now I feel like it's more, you know, okay to do. But I feel like my whole life I started like with the Playboy thing. I've always been comfortable in my own skin. You know, I would walk around with nothing. My mom was like, yeah, when I started working with Playboy, she's like, okay, I knew it because it's just how I was. But I don't know. I've always been comfortable whatever size I'm at. Like, I've never been like, you know, uncomfortable with my body, but like I fluctuate between like 10 pounds, you know? So sometimes I'm like, oh my God, but you have to own it. Like, it's your body. So
do you think there was anything about the way that your mom raised you that made you like comfortable with being like that? Because I always think about that, like,
I think so for sure.
Yeah
I mean, yeah, she was very open and she always talked to me about stuff and she let me be me, and you know, she had a lot of pep talking to do with me for being bullied. So I feel like, you know, it's definitely, because I have some cousins that are like, they disown me because of what I do. Yeah. And they were, I'm like, we were in the same family, but everyone's just, even my own cousins are jealous, or they resent me, or they're like super religious and they think I'm going to hell.
Really?
And I'm like, oh my God. Like, yeah. So I'm just, you know, you just have to be you.
Because people are always like, oh, like, how are your kids going to feel about you having sex with your girlfriend on the internet? And I'm like, I feel like my kids would probably end up pretty open-minded about shit because of the fact that their entire life they're going to have to deal with the fact that they got these crazy-ass parents that are not, like, crazy, but, you know.
But think about it. They can always talk to you.
Immaterial things like that. Yeah. Like, I feel like they're going to end up being pretty fucking open-minded, and that might not seem like such a big deal once they do figure it out.
Not at all.
Right.
No. Not judgmental. My parents weren't judgmental, like any of that kind of stuff. So I think it's easy and you're more free to be who you want to be. Mm. And, you know, everyone's going to mess up. Everyone's going to go through phases. Everyone's going to do that. But if you feel like you can't talk to your parents, or that it's like wrong to be a certain way, like, I mean, think about it. Your kids are going to watch porn one day. So what's the difference?
Yeah. I'll be happy if my kids want to go back and watch a classic from 2018 of his pops having sex. Be my guest.
I mean, I'm sure his friends at school are going
to
talk about it.
If you need to see that, it's whatever. I mean, but by the time, think about it. Like, I'm nonstop doing shit on the internet. And you're in the same category. And everybody else, not a huge percentage of other people I know, are all in the same category. That we're putting crazy shit on the internet every single day. And by the time your kid really is going to be, like, paying attention to that, that's going to be, like, 15 years from now.
Yeah.
That's so far away. Yeah. There's so much shit that you're going to put on the internet that they're just going to have so much that and I feel like almost everybody's going to be like that, because there's fucking bikini pictures of everybody's mom on the internet.
Yeah. I mean, I don't see any difference. It's so funny because people are like, you do porn. I'm like, what do you mean? I don't even get naked. Like, what do you mean? And they're like, everything is porn. If you show your skin, it's porn. I'm like, okay, everything is porn.
But people who live in the middle of the country who aren't like around Snapchat girls and stuff tend to like think of the world so differently than the way that people in Hollywood do.
But they're still watching it. So
they're tuned in. They just like, they just don't understand like what's really going on in a lot of stuff. I mean, these are the same people who watch like reality TV and really think that this shit is actually just happening, and it just so happens that this scene is perfectly well lit,
right? And yeah, it's no, like, yeah, they don't know.
You know how long it takes to to light a set where they're going to shoot a TV yeah. show. It's like, this doesn't just happen.
Yeah, I know. I actually didn't know that for a long time until I did my first music video. And I was like, oh my God, I'm sitting here for so long,
right.
like ready, waiting. Cause it's like so important. Like I wouldn't know the difference. That's not my specialty, but it's insane.
And it kind of makes it hard to not peel back the veil. And when you're watching a video of like a bunch of girls partying around a rapper
yeah.
and you're like a 14-year-old kid and you don't know shit, mm-hmm. you're like, oh my God, it must be so great to
yeah,
be him.
They don't know
these girls all over him.
Yeah.
And then you grow up and you realize like, no, those girls all got paid and they're yeah. bored as fuck and
right.
they were snorting Adderall in the
right.
bathroom.
Exactly.
They're eating
yeah.
Sun Chips and Nutri-Grain bars all day.
Right. Again, not sponsored.
Two yeah, more of our sponsors. Yeah.
For sure. Reality versus like the real life. Actually, it's so funny. We were just talking about this. I've recently like collabed with a few girls because I'm trying to
branch out and make friends.
A little bit. It's hard.
You should be friends with my girl because I feel like my girl is like exactly like the way that you're explaining yourself.
That's so great. Yeah, I actually just like talked to her the other day, which is crazy.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, totally. We're gonna meet up for sure. Because that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like you know what's weird too is I feel like girls in that industry are like more open and cool about things, and they're just like, yeah. Versus like these other girls, man, like I've seen them and they show up. I'm like, where is she? Like, where is this person?
They look so different.
Oh my gosh. Mm. I can't believe that. I'm like, I didn't know this was a thing.
Right.
I was like, what do you mean? I do everything I can to strive to be the way that I want to be. You know, I got my nose done. I got my boobs done. I got whatever. It's like, whatever. Just be honest about it. But again, how do you not look like your photos? You're building a whole brand off of something that's not even you.
I know. And sometimes when you meet these girls where that's what you're thinking and you can tell that that's what they're thinking is that they sort of walk around constantly super self-conscious of the fact that they look so different in real life.
Yeah. That's insane
weird,
to me.
Man.
Yeah. I can't. Like, of course, everybody photoshops and does stuff, but I'm like, to an extent, you know, like,
right.
that's just over the top.
So that's your total plastic surgery list is nose, lips, breasts?
Yeah. And then I recently actually got lipo on my chin.
Really?
I'm so excited about it.
Damn.
I'm like thin already, but like I just didn't like it. And I was like, I hate the way I look from the side.
A little flap hanging down there.
Yeah, it was just like a little bit. And I noticed it. I mean, I don't think anyone else noticed.
How much
did
that cost to get that little thing sucked out?
$7,000.
Mm-hmm. That's what like average plastic surgery pretty much ends up being.
Probably.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, my boobs I got like for free because I like did like a promo for
you
that.
Promoted it. Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But, and then I do my lips and Botox like everybody else. What?
How do you feel about people who would say though that there's something like destructive about people who are putting out these ideas? Like, do you feel like there's anything wrong with sort of putting out this like image of yourself? Whereas a lot of like young girls maybe are not like clued in enough to know that it takes a lot of fucking work to keep your body and everything looking this way.
You know, I mean, I was self-conscious about those things before and then I got them done and now I'm not. So I feel like everybody has some type of, you know, issue mentally or physically or whatever. And if you can fix that and feel better, then why not?
Mm.
You know, I don't think that's bad at all because I'm just trying to match how I feel on the inside, on the outside.
I totally agree. Yeah.
It's
fuck
like,
it, man.
Who cares? You
it's
know,
2019.
But I mean, there's going to be those people that care.
I do. I mean, I still, at the end of the day, am never going to be able to stop thinking that it's kind of weird to just like that it's become so normalized that our idea of beauty so often involves like completely manipulating and changing through plastic surgery.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's like, is that really so different than, you know, like some guy who is just thought of as being this like really great looking guy, but he spends 2 hours a day in the gym? What's the fucking difference?
Right. It's just like, not you're going on the knife or you're not getting, you know what I'm saying? But even some of them, they freaking, you know, inject themselves with, you know, test or whatever.
And
so
if you think about getting a nose job, it's like realistically, that's fucking nothing in comparison.
Right.
That's like literally just having a tiny sliver of your face shaved off. And it hurts and it costs a bunch of money. But is that really so invasive?
Uh-huh. I mean, you don't want to be down on yourself. Think about it. There's people that have so many issues that they can't control. So if you can control it and make yourself feel better, then why not?
Yeah.
And look, I mean, everybody has their own opinion. Everybody has their own, like, what they like. Because there's so many guys that love, like, the girl next door, like, natural look, whatever. And then there's the guys that look, you know, like the Barbie girls or the big tits or whatever. Like, everybody has. If you don't want to get plastic surgery, that's on you, you know? No one's telling you to.
All right. Have you, so is that, like, a hard, fast rule for you that you are like, I'm never going to get actually fully naked for online content or anything?
Yeah, I feel like one day I have to. I just, the world has to see.
It is kind of weird.
It's so unfair.
I think of it like that too. It is kind of weird to think that there are so many famous people or whatever where you could see, like literally you could, on Instagram, you could tell exactly what you look like naked, right, except for these that tiny one, exactly, little patches of skin nipple, that are yeah, different colored. Yeah. And I the thing where this... your pee comes out of.
Where your pee comes out. Mm. I don't know. I just know that if I did something like that, I would be huge in that world. There's so many people that want to see that and do that. And I'm just like, they always ask me about it. And I just, it would be insane. But yeah. I don't know. You know, I mean, it doesn't really matter. Because look at Cardi B was a stripper and now she's winning Grammy. It doesn't matter, you know. But for me, I just don't know.
I mean, you don't have to do it money-wise. So that's like probably like the number one reason why most girls do it. Right. So it's kind of like if you don't have to. And there are a lot of girls, I think, like you who are basically like making a living off their looks and stuff, but then they always just come just short of showing you the whole thing. And that is kind of like part of what keeps guys on the hook. Maybe.
Yeah. That's actually my thing too, is like they just, Cause there's some guys balls. That are like, if I saw completely everything and I saw your vagina, I would be good. Cause I saw it and I'm done.
And instead they're just on the hook for years. Yeah,
but then again, like there's the porn girls that like they have their fans. So they don't care what they're doing, they're gonna buy it because they want
to
see it.
Right.
You know,
I mean, there's a lot of guys who just want to get to the chase and they're like, oh, you're showing your butthole, great. We're good.
Exactly. Yeah. So I mean it works for everybody. Everything's different. But
I mean, you worked at Playboy. I feel like you should come full circle and do the cover.
I would do a cover for
sure.
If
it was a cover, and go naked in the spread or whatever. There you go. That's like the number one classiest way that you could do it.
Right, right. But they don't do girls like me anymore.
Really?
I don't know if you've noticed that, but they had like this thing. They were talking about how they want their like natural, which is not even what Playboy was built on, first of all. But yeah, I mean, back in the day, I feel like it was way different. But I've watched a lot of things change over the years with that kind of stuff. And it's weird. It's weird that I was actually completely naked and body painted, even though it looks like clothes. You can't really tell. But I won't do it. I don't know. I just feel like it's just not me. I like to walk that fine line.
I respect it. So what's, tell us about your music.
My music, yeah. So I've released an EP and a couple singles and probably like 7 music videos so far. And I love it. It's super fun. I'm gonna keep going no matter what. I'm releasing an album in January and releasing a single next month. I feel like I would be more ahead maybe if I screwed those people that wanted me to screw them for certain things.
Wait, that happens?
Yeah.
In the music industry and shit you're saying?
Oh my God. You know what's funny is they always say the music industry is worse than porn because at least porn, you know what you're getting and you know exactly what's happening. With music, it's like, it's so fucked.
So you've actually had that experience with like people from labels?
From not labels per se,
but like manager types or people are like respected in the industry.
Yeah. Wow. They just think like, oh, there's this girl. And, you know, they all want to respond to like 10 girls in their DMs and see who bites. Right. Or kind of shit. And I'm like, look, like if you want to do music or if you want to jump on a feature or do whatever, like, let me know, you know, if you want to work with me or let me know your rate or whatever, because I don't mind fucking paying you because I'm definitely not going to sleep with you. You know, so I don't know. I feel like it would be a lot different for me if I did. But again, I believe myself and I know that things will happen regardless. So it doesn't matter.
I just wonder if that ever really like works out in the long run.
Again, that's the same thing. I've seen girls do certain things and no.
Because there's got to be so many girls that are doing that. And like, how often do you really? I mean, but then again, like, I don't know. Sometimes you do hear about like so-and-so like got into this position and she straight up like slept with so-and-so. Yeah. And it's like, it's just weird for me because I would never want to really like look into it even because I feel like it's kind of problematic to even like check that story out.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that just, you know, they don't take me seriously because they see what I look like and. I don't think people know really who I am. They don't really sometimes want to pay attention or care. Right?
But are you committed to the Barbie lifestyle for life? Is that how you describe your look?
It's weird because I'm super I feel like I'm at some point. I was just asking my manager this. I'm like, what am I? Because I'm not like a girly girl. Like I wear makeup and I dress up. I love this look how I am. And I started kind of doing like the pop thing. But now I'm kind of transitioning into, not transitioning, but just more finding my lane in like the urban world and doing the same look. But like... pushing the line of like urban and rap singing and like singing kind of thing. You know?
Gonna get a Gunna feature?
Huh?
Do you know who Gunna is?
Yeah.
Oh, you should get like a Gunna feature or some shit. If you really want to like solidify yourself as like a rap figure. Get like,
see, but how do I get those people to take me seriously? They don't just want to be like, yeah, girl, fucking blah, 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 like come to the studio. No, no. Let's go to the studio and record a song and make some fucking music, you know? Like, how do you do that?
I think it's just like, you're like, no matter what, if you're a girl who's like going to be like sending out lines, like trying to reach out to people and stuff, it, like realistically, it's like, it would probably be better to go to the manager than to go to the artist themselves. Because, and I mean, like, some artists just aren't like that. Some really are like super about their business. It's just probably that a large percentage of them are going to be like, you know, and a lot of dudes are going to basically try to holler at you. You're going to say no. They're going to get the idea. Oh shit. All right. But I could like make some money with this girl, whatever. It is what it is. I could use her for some fucking clout. We could have her in my video or take a photo for Instagram. It is what it is. It's just like, I feel like that is the complicated thing about being a girl in the music industry, is you have to be able to get past that and make somebody like actually respect you enough. And, but I mean, any dude who these days isn't gonna like at some point just realize like, oh, all right, cool, and like fall back.
Yeah.
Like when you're talking about like the management type people and shit, just like being like that so directly and stuff, I'm just like, holy fuck, bro, you don't give a shit about anything, huh? Because that like you haven't paid attention to all these motherfuckers who've got caught up for this exact shit. Yeah, dude.
You know what's crazy too is my other problem is people they want to know who I am first, and once they know who I am, they charge me more.
Oh.
So I have like one of my songwriters, and he's a really good singer, and he will get certain deals, and I'm like, oh my God, yeah, me too. Like, I'm going to ask for that too, you know, or even it goes through him and they're like, oh yeah, they want this. I'm like, that's $30,000 more than they wanted from you. Like, cause they think or know that I have it, and then they want to take advantage. Same thing with girls. Like, girls do that all the time with me. They're like, oh, you know, I'm like, hey, you know, what do you charge for like a promo or whatever? And I know what they charge, cause I've had girls buy from them, or I've bought for my sister or other girls. But because it's me, they add a little, you know, $600 or something on there. And I'm like, oh, okay, I see you.
My girl was bitching to me about somebody doing that to her recently too. And it was for, I forget what it was for or whatever, but I'm like, you know, you got to think about it from their perspective too, is that like, if you have Netflix come to you and wants to do a brand deal, if you have fucking Sony come to you and says they want to do a brand deal.
So you said
that
we're the Netflix of the game?
Is I'm just saying that, like, you know, if I have some fucking random company come to me and they want to do a brand deal, I'm going to fucking maybe throw at a certain rate. Whereas if I have Walt Disney come to me, I'm going to say that rate might be a little higher.
Okay. So you just said it yourself.
Yeah. I mean,
we're up here. We're the high class.
Ideal scenario is that you're able to like charge whoever the most that you can charge that person. And then the problem is that people then inevitably end
or
up
most
talking.
Don't want to help me at all. They just don't respond. They're like, oh, that's Lacey. Yeah, we don't want to help her because she's already doing her thing, so we don't need to help her.
How'd you
but
get
we'll
so,
help each other.
How'd you get so cool with World Star? You're on World Star all the time.
Am I? Yeah. I just, you know, I honestly just kind of, it was my friend CeeLo, actually. He's super cool. He's a comedian, and he was talking about it, and he's like, oh my God, like, I have these friends. I know them. And I was like, oh my God, that's so cool. So he kind of introduced us, and they're cool.
That's
they're cool
up.
Over there.
Yeah.
WorldStar is cool. Everybody knows WorldStar.
Everybody knows WorldStar. WorldStar used to post me, but then I don't know. Something happened. I fell out of their fucking good graces because I stopped getting the shout outs.
Well, I mean, the kind of stuff that they post is, I don't know, a little crazy sometimes.
Oh, yeah. No, that's definitely true.
See, but WorldStar could post it. But if I post it, I'm like, what the hell? I don't know.
I get shit taken out. I mean, my friend DJ Scheme the other day, I think it was like a meme that he had going on, because I don't think it was actually true, but he was in China and he kept tweeting or he kept putting on Instagram like, I'm selling Xanax in China. And then he got shadow banned and like fucking his posting and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
I don't think he was actually selling Xanax in China. I think it was a joke that they had going.
Oh no.
But I've had that happen to me before too, because like, you ever watch King of the Hill?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Well, he always says, I sell propane and propane accessories. Mm-hmm. And I posted a photo of myself and I wrote, I sell cocaine and cocaine accessories. Gone.
No.
Yeah, and like, think about it from like a computer standpoint, or like somebody who doesn't get the joke. It's like, oh, you're trying to sell drugs.
Like, why don't they just focus on the influencers, the people that run the app, that have the fans, that have the shows, that have the whatever? Like, we make that app. You know what I'm saying? Like, the people with the higher followings, the people that want to see your show, the people that want to see your girlfriend, me, her, this guy. Like, that's why people go on there. They want to see what other people are doing. They like, you know, looking into other people's lives or whatever. So why are they so concerned about shit like that?
I feel like, you know, they just have to, there's so much fucked up shit being posted on the internet every day unless they're constantly going to war against it. Like, you know, Burner, the rapper slash like weed entrepreneur from up north, he started this app that was supposed to be just like a way for people to be able to basically like, I think it was for like weed people to communicate with each other. It was kind of like an attempt to start in a social network. Mm-hmm. And it's like they didn't have any moderation, like the way the Facebook or Instagram was. And yeah. I heard that it was just completely taken over with like the most offensive shit, pornography, etc. Yeah. Because realistically, unless you go way out of your way to stop people from posting that kind of stuff, you're just going to have like think about how much fucking shit is posted on Instagram and Facebook every day that they have to take down.
Why ruin people's incomes is what I'm saying. Mm. You know what I mean?
It's just, you would think that somebody like you or me who's gotten to a point where we have like a very significant amount of followers would at least be given a little bit more like respect, a little bit more respect, a little respect bit more care before they just delete stuff. Because I've had so much shit deleted off Instagram that is like, no matter how you look at it, there's no possible way that this actually should have been taken down. Yeah. It's crazy.
That's what I'm saying. Some girls can post some shit, but some girls can't. Like, you know, I don't know. It's just they have different roles for everyone. It's insane. I don't get it. Yeah. I don't know who they know or who they're sleeping with. What's going on? Please tell me.
Right. I
want to know.
I didn't actually watch it, but I saw on your YouTube that you had a video called Reacting to the Biggest Dicks on Earth.
Yeah.
Was that actually what you did in that video?
Yeah, it was like animal dicks, but like.
Oh, it wasn't human dicks?
I couldn't show human dicks. Oh, I showed the pictures.
I would assume that it would have been like you looking at the dicks, but you don't actually see the dicks for the people.
I actually did that for my dick pic reaction video. It got like a lot of views, but that's what I did. I was looking through my DMs and it was just like the weirdest things I've ever seen. They were like putting them next to bottles. They were like doing all this crazy shit.
Problem. You get dick pics all the time.
Oh my God, all the time. Like who? Like,
and you just ignore them.
Yeah.
Because it's got to be tough for you to even look through your DMs in the first place, right?
I usually don't.
But then when you do, you just realize there's tons of dicks in there.
Well, because I would have missed the one from you if I didn't look, you know?
Oh, hey, not a dick pic.
No, it's
just a DM. That would have been a wild way to ask for an interview. Yo, two things. I want to do an interview.
Oh my
also,
gosh.
Here's my thing.
No. If I would have weeded through the other ones, I wouldn't have found your regular DM.
Right.
And yeah, but it's just funny because I had to do a reaction. Guys think that you want to see that unless you ask for it or you're with someone and you, I don't know. Some girls are different though. Some girls like that. They just like all like sex and they're all about it and they want to, I'm not.
I would say my general advice for young men out there is like, unless there's a overwhelming amount of evidence that would suggest that that she wants a dick pic, do not send a dick pic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And don't ask to see mine. Not my dick, but like.
People DM you and are just like,
see my badge, okay?
Show boobs. Show foot.
No. My bad.
Sorry. Nobody's ever done that before.
Nobody told me not to do that.
You must have really long knees. For those at home who might miss the bit that we just edited out, she tapped the mixer with her knee and turned it off.
My
so
bad.
We couldn't hear anything. Mm-hmm. Wow. That was a fucking dilemma.
I was trying to play footsies.
Whoa, you can't even do that. I don't have a foot. I have a sandal.
Sandalies.
Yeah, so, okay. Yeah, I just like that idea because I was thinking about how, like, I remember when Two Girls, One Cup came out.
Oh, my God.
And everybody was doing the reaction
videos
to
it.
I had to.
Is that real?
That's what I watched a video
from. Is it real?
I always mention my friend Justin Wang, who's a really great YouTuber that everybody should check out. And Justin Wang made a video about Two Girls, One Cup. And basically, he found a piece of evidence where the director, the guy who made it, admitted that he frequently would use like ice cream in those shots. And the reason.
But it looked like it was coming out of her butt.
Right. They would fill her butt with ice cream.
No.
Yes.
And you can do that?
Because this is the thing, and this is how you know, is because if you watch that video, it's so obvious that the girls are like enjoying it. And that's the thing is I believe that there's people out there who have eaten shit in porn. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that there's anyone who can really act like they like it and like it tastes
good. And
like
not throw up, yeah.
I think that that is because, it looked like that because it's fucking sherbet,
they
bruh.
They put it inside there and then she just like.
Because that wouldn't be that hard to do.
Wow, I didn't know that was a thing.
You get like a turkey baster full of ice cream or something?
I don't know people put food up their ass. Like,
I mean,
this is new to me.
I don't think it happens very often, but I do believe that this dude did it for this. It's way more likely than these girls actually just really wanted to eat turds.
Wow. That's insane. Wow.
I know, doesn't it suck that the whole world was fooled?
Yeah. I mean, It's better that way.
Yeah, though, yeah, to be yeah. It's like Santa Claus.
Makes me feel a lot better that that's what it was. Because
definitely. So are you trying to tell us something by bringing up Two Girls, One Cup? Or was it me who brought it up?
It was you. What are you trying to tell us?
Sorry, I'm off the crystal geyser. Holy shit.
Again, you can't say that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We're not sponsored. Now, they can see there's a little bit.
I think they know by the shape of the bottle what these things are because it's very different. We won't talk about this one.
Listen, if the people at home are so knowledgeable about the different types of bottled water out there, then I'm perfectly happy to let them know exactly what I'm dealing with. I'm a huge water addict. Like, I was thinking about this the other day. If I don't have a bottle of water or a glass of water or whatever, a fountain perhaps, within arm's reach for a period of time of longer than a half hour, I'm definitely getting anxiety and I need water.
I'm the same way. I'll get a migraine if I don't. Mm. I have to.
I feel like, and that's what's unfortunate because I'm always watching like war movies and like old TV shows about like olden times. And I'm thinking, all I end up thinking about is how these people probably had so little water. They're probably really dehydrated in the 1700s. Yeah. And I am so spoiled when it comes to water, you know?
Yep. Grateful.
That I'm just like walking around, like just drinking like 2 gallons a day. Mm-hmm. I don't know that it's necessarily that much healthier than like, you know, drinking a gallon a day, but at this point my body is so used to it that if I were to fall back to a gallon a day, I would definitely feel kind of shitty.
Right.
For a while.
You get used to it. I'm the same way with like that and eating. Like I have to eat like every three hours because if I don't, oh my God, I will die. And when I get past that point, I'm not nice. Mm. I'm done. Like I'll get such a headache. I'm like, I can't. Like even right now,
you're starting to get angry.
Your girl and I was like, is there water there? Please ask her if they have water.
Because otherwise you gotta like stop at a 7-Eleven.
Yeah, I was about to because I was like, I can't.
Wait, so is that a big part of your life too that you have to be all about fitness and eating healthy?
Yeah, and you know what? I've kind of always been that way because that's kind of how my dad is. So he just kind of taught me it. And I've just always been like, I don't like sweets. Like I don't drink ever, even though that's not like bad, but I just don't. I don't drink coffee. I don't drink soda. I don't drink tea. Nothing.
You don't smoke weed?
Water. I don't.
That's a shame because if you did, you could smoke this No Jumper premium flower. We got a whole pound.
Wait, is that really yours?
Yes.
No way. You have your own brand?
Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah.
It's so huge now. Oh my gosh.
Go tell your local dispensary that you want the No Jumper Kush in your belly.
That's a really good logo.
Thanks.
He looks high.
I'm proud of it. I'm just waiting for them to tell us that we can't use it because it looks too like a fucking kids cartoon or something.
Oh my, they would do something like that.
I don't know. Is there any like a body that could tell us to stop using it?
I don't know.
I could imagine them telling us to stop putting it on the packaging.
It's like super colorful. Why not?
Why not? A little weed guy. It's fun.
I like it. What else?
But what's really funny is that like my fucking guy Josh over here, his kids, they love it. Like, they love the hat that has it on
it
and shit.
They're like, I want to be him for Halloween.
Well, they just think it's so cool because they just like cartoon characters. Gosh, and they have no idea
so
that it's
funny.
And they had to, like, tell him, like, no, you can't wear that to school.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Can you imagine? What are you doing? Oops. It's, like, all over the floor. You know how kids get in the flower or something? Yeah. Like,
I mean, a kid who had that on his shirt could easily have it on his shirt until, like, it could take many, many years before he started to wonder what the brown thing in his hand was, you know?
Actually, what is that? Oh.
That's the weed.
I didn't even see that over there. What is this thing over here?
Such a stealth
What's
logo.
The yellow part? What's that?
That's the ball because it's No Jumper. So you always got to have a basketball and all our branding,
that makes
right?
Sense.
Doo-doo-doo.
Smart.
He could have had a kendama on the other hand. We could have done that. Make it a little bit less egregious.
I mean, I like it.
I like that this interview has turned into me using you as a consultant for my brand. Even though you don't smoke weed.
Even though I don't smoke. I don't know. I've never even tried it. I don't like the smell. I don't know. I'm just so weird. I'm weird with smells. I'm weird with like taste. I'm weird with like everything. I'm just so basic. I can eat the same thing every day. Mm. I don't know.
So you're in a relationship?
I usually actually don't discuss that.
You don't discuss it?
That's the
it.
Only thing nobody knows about me.
Really? Uh-huh. Wow. That's so interesting.
And they'll never know.
Is it because, so like, if you were in a super long-term relationship, you just would never discuss it? Just try to hide that part of your life?
My last relationship was 5 years. I never said one thing about it.
Really? Is it because you feel like it makes you less marketable to all these horn dogs out there?
Possibly. But also, I've seen a bunch of girls that go through guys like that, and they're like, it's just this drama of like how many guys they've been with this last year, and like, I love this person, and now we're broken up, and it's just like, I don't know. I don't know. I just kind of always like that's the only thing that nobody knows, you know?
I do. I totally understand that because like me and my girl have such a public relationship that when I see people who are able to actually hide their relationship and have that be a secret, I'm just like, I find that so fascinating because mm-hmm. I can't even imagine it at this mm-hmm. point. I'm so used to just whoring out every part of my life for like yeah. engagement.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, you guys are like both in the public eye though.
Yeah.
I feel like I have tried relationships like that with other people and that are in the public eye and I can't do it. Mm. I just, for it works obviously for some people, right? But for me, I feel like with my balance, I have to be the one and then they have to be the supportive one behind the scenes. Like that's kind of what I like.
So basically you're the super self-obsessed person and you can't possibly share the stage with someone else.
It's true. Besides my sister, I share the stage with her.
Do you think that there's anything wrong with that? Is that something you want to change about yourself or are you just accepting of that?
No, because you know what's crazy is I just like the low key part about it. Mm. I like when they're, I don't know. I don't know what you consider normal anymore, but I've been around a lot of like high profile people and just, you know, a lot of them, they're around a lot of people. They do a lot of things. You don't know what they're doing. They're traveling. They're doing X, Y, Z. It's like, I don't know. I've always had people that have just helped me with my career and that's kind of been like our thing and we do it together and they're chill and they're normal and they're just laid back and they're not worried about all their stuff. I don't know. I don't think I could ever be with a guy that like just posts shirtless selfies. I could never do that.
That's the deciding factor?
Myself. Even though, like, not they all don't do that. But I don't know. I just don't like... So, I don't know. I've just never liked it.
You could never be... Because, like, I feel like if you're a girl and you decide that you want to be, like...
A power struggle.
Dating a famous rapper. It's like, you're signing up...
Right, exactly.
...for a hellish ride that you kind of have to know... Mm-hmm. Exactly what you're signing up for.
You do. And some people like it and that's their thing.
And
you know?
Some people are just addicted to that turmoil of always having this like this horrible unhealthy thing in their life. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's not always unhealthy, but I mean when you're dating somebody who's constantly on the go, it can be really tough.
Yeah. And I think it's also just happened to work out that way because I'm from San Francisco, so I'm not really into this LA life, even though mm-hmm. I live here. So I've been with like the family people, the values of this and that, even though you can't tell by looking at me. But you know, that's just kind of what I know. Mm-hmm. And again, I think it comes back to the daddy issues to where like I need someone to like, I can take care of myself and make my own money, but I like them to take care of me and be that person. Mm. That's just always been how I've kind of lived my life.
That's dope.
Sure. I'm jealous and needy.
Are you a Trump supporter?
Oh, you did that shit on
purpose. I just started to think about it. I'm like, you know what? I could see her in a MAGA hat.
Oh my, what?
A MAGA hat.
Honestly, I don't really pay attention to politics. I actually hate politics.
That's a safe answer.
But if I was for it or not for it, I wouldn't be able to say because I'd probably get murdered.
Really? Interesting. That's smart.
I don't know. I feel like that's what people do.
You're smart.
I would like to.
If you're not super educated about politics, do not talk about politics publicly because all the people who are super educated about politics are going to make your life hell.
Some of the people that think they're educated are not either. So
right. But the loudest voices online, like you see it with Kanye. Like Kanye would literally be way more popular right now, way more well-liked. And I'm not saying that he's not popular. Obviously, he sells 5 million fucking pairs of shoes every year. But I mean, like, if he had just never said anything about Trump or anything about politics, his life would be a million times easier.
That's crazy. So people are giving him shit or what?
So I respect that. I think you're not going to admit that you voted for Trump.
I did or didn't. Actually, you know what's
Laura's
funny?
Very tuned in right now. She's like, oh, this bitch.
Lord, I didn't even vote, honestly. So I'm just going to be real.
I mean, if you live in California, and like who you vote for literally doesn't matter. So
I feel like, I mean, does it ever matter?
I mean, no, but there's a lot of swing states where who you vote for matters a lot.
Oh, okay.
But like my entire life, I've lived in New York. My adult life, I've lived in New York and California where if you're going to vote for a Democrat, it's like it doesn't matter.
But has anybody ever really perfect for that job? I feel like both ways or every perfect? Candidate has always they've always, you know, there's just opinions about.
I mean, we don't have to get into the details of it, but I would say that almost anyone would be more perfect than Donald Trump at the job that is at hand. But that's just me.
I hear you.
Yeah. So what do we have to look out for in terms of the stuff that you got on the way?
I would just say my music is my main thing. And I'm going to be releasing my album in January.
Nice.
And I'm releasing the name of it next month. Ooh. And yeah, just my music videos. That's like my main thing. Right. Obviously, more ass pics on Instagram. You know, you can always find me there.
Got to keep the fucking content coming for the fans, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Are you planning on reacting to any more giant dicks or anything?
Probably.
Reacting to micro penis.
Probably.
That would get views.
Probably.
Maybe.
It's funny because I actually just started an After Dark podcast on my private accounts.
Oh,
and
really?
It's so funny that it's just like, we just, I mean, because again, on YouTube, I mean, I can't get away with it, but there's certain things I want to talk about or say, or we just tell stories or truth or dares or whatever, and it's okay on there.
So right? It's just no super sexual. I mean, yeah. We do mega sexual stuff on here, and for the most part, we get away with it.
I don't get it.
One time I had
it's just me.
I'm gonna be honest with you. The Gina Valentina interview, fully monetized. She at one point in that interview was talking about getting sick from having 8 different dudes' nuts in her stomach all at the same time.
No, that's crazy.
Fully monetized. Sometimes that shit just skates through. Record, right? I might have just gotten this podcast in trouble by talking about that.
You already did for having me on because I already messed it up for you. It's so we're like, let's kiss number
But honestly, if I was super concerned with getting it monetized, I think that your top is fine. But I mean, there's many tops that you might have chosen to wear that would not have been very good. Like when I interviewed Nicolette Shea, you know who that is?
No.
She is like fucking you on steroids. She's like fucking a big, tall, blonde chick with giant fake tits, but like massive fake tits. Uh-huh. And she is so tall. And that fucking podcast got demonetized fast. And it's just...
Why? Just because the boobs?
There's just no way that they're going to let a girl with tits that big that are like not that well covered really just rock on YouTube.
She
no
just
way.
Just get her boobs verified or what?
So I mean, okay? If she had wore a sweater, I would have been very interested to see if we could get it monetized because her boobs are so big that even with a sweater, I feel like it would still be like overwhelming.
I feel like my tits are huge. Gosh, that's crazy. I mean, this I'm triple D. That's insane.
This is a whole different level of like, oh my God, what is she doing?
Wow. Yeah. I could never.
But you also dressed tastefully and she like literally was like barely avoiding nip slips the entire time. That's not tasteful in its own way because I appreciate that content.
It's exciting, right?
Oh, yeah.
They're definitely going to click on your video, whether it's monetized or not.
I could imagine somebody watching a full hour long podcast just to try to catch the nip slip.
They're like, I want to see.
And in that way, I don't blame YouTube for demonetizing that content There's a lot of kids out there watching it for that exact purpose. Yeah.
They say that like there's a bunch of kids on YouTube. That's what they're saying. They're saying Instagram and YouTube are like family friendly, kid based. I'm like, how? What do you mean?
Not if you search nude body painting. There's a vagina. Yeah. On Twitter, you can post whatever.
You can do whatever.
Pretty much.
That's insane.
But I mean, I have to watch out because the other day, my girlfriend posted a video of her and her friend eating my ass on Twitter. And I didn't repost it because I have a rule.
Wait, where, like actually eating your ass?
Yeah.
Like full on, you can see your butthole?
No, not so much. It was kind of from the side.
Oh, okay. The side angle.
Right. Okay, which is totally okay. Understandable and normal. I see. God fearing. But, I responded to the tweet. I didn't retweet it. I didn't repost it. I responded to it. And even that was enough for me to lose a bunch of followers that day.
No way.
So I got to be careful. That's
why they didn't want to see people eating your ass. Come on.
Right. But even if you like a really pornographic photo, that doesn't make it like more likely to show up on my feed for Instagram. But on Twitter, it's the other way around. Okay. Where if I respond to somebody, then it's way more likely that content is just going to go straight to their feed.
Yeah. I'm afraid to actually do that on Instagram. I'm like, oh my God, this is too much. Can I even like that?
No. Oh, you can like up a storm.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like at this point, we don't know what the fuck we're talking about. Lacey K. Summers.
That's me, guys.
You got anything you want to shout out before we wrap this up?
You know, just Lacey K. Summers. If you don't know me, then I don't know. I feel bad for you.
Get in tune.
Yeah.
Lacey K, No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Hey. Like, comment, and subscribe. NoJumper.com if you want to support. Ask your local dispensary to stock the No Jumper weed.
Hey.
Peace.